We just heard how some girls are finding ways into career paths dominated by men. Sophia Sattar always had the support of her family to go into one of those fields, medicine. But she didn't want to do that. She loved to paint. But as a daughter of doctors in her native Pakistan, becoming an artist was out of the question until Sophia was ready for college. She asked her mother to put her through an expensive art school. Her mom thought to ask her father. That conversation went like this.
Sophia wants to go to art school. Would you pay for her fees? And he said, he didn't even stop. He was walking across the room. He didn't even stop, did not look at me. He said, no, I will not. And he just, that's it. He was gone. And we were both just sitting there. My heart just stopped. And then my mother turned around and in a second she said, don't worry, I'll put you through school.
So Sophia went to art school and then moved to the U.S. At first, she wasn't sure what to paint in this new land. But when September 11th happened, she knew. She decided to create art that reflected her Pakistani heritage and Muslim faith as a response to the Islamophobia that she personally experienced. She went to the Academy of Arts in San Francisco and almost immediately landed shows in galleries around the Bay Area, including the De Young. I visited her studio in the garage of her San Ramon home to see for myself how she reflects her faith and her heritage through her paintings. So we just walked in the door of your studio, and to the left there is like a clothes hanging line with stuff hanging from it. What is this?
This clothesline is for me to hang my stencils. These are all handmade stencils. So I hang these up as to kind of save them because they kind of get ruined if there are some on the floor. But these are the big ones that I just fold up and hang across the walls. And this is all my paint and my brush wash.
And tell me about what this is in front of us. There's this is a piece you're working on or you're finished with, and what is it? Can you describe it?
Well, you know what? I thought this was done yesterday, but I came in today, and as I spent the hour looking at my work, I decided, no, it's not done. The most difficult part for an artist is to decide when it is done. So today I decided it's not done. And up till now, if you ask me it's done, I really don't know. Maybe tomorrow, if I spend another hour with it, I will decide. So today I was working on this. I start with stencils. I just use stencils and I start working with the smaller elements, which are my stencils. And then I kind of work over them and layer upon layer of opaque, semi-translucent, or just transparent layers and build it up.
When you mention Islam or Muslims here in America, art is not one of the first things that comes to people's minds.
Yeah.
So do you feel in any way you are, you know, it's art, but you're also educating the masses?
Yes, true. Because calligraphy is the is an ancient Islamic art form. When you say the words Islamic art, the only thing that pops up is calligraphy. It was an embellishment. It wasn't a religious preaching or anything. It was a decoration. So that decoration kind of continued on vases, on like cushion pillows. And I want to bring back that aesthetic of ornamentation in my paintings.
Okay, well, what music do you paint to? You said you paint to music.
I listen to Sufi music. There's a singer called Abida Parveen, and she sings about the praise of God. And I listen to her music while I'm painting. And there is one song that is like on a merry-go-round kind of thing. It just keeps on playing. I don't know, there's something about the words and the music that kind of, I stay with it, and I kind of get a lot of ideas when it's playing continuously in the background. It is very beautiful. I mean, the verses are about being solitary and feeling alone in a group, and kind of trying to find and to discovering your identity.
When do you get the feeling that a painting, okay, that's it, this is final, it's done? When does that happen? Does that ever happen?
It does. It does happen. And, you know, I'm sure everybody's had this aha moment. So I keep waiting for that aha moment. Sometimes I work on a painting 6 months, 8 months, because I don't get that aha moment. So I wait for it. And that it's that apprehension, that it's the whole process. It's so, it's like, oh my God, I have goosebumps. It just excites me. When is this painting going to come around? So it's like a visit, right? When you have your best friend wanting to visit you. So you wait for her to come and you haven't met her for like years. So it's that kind of feeling that, okay, when is this going to come around? So it's never boring, never frustrating. It isn't.
Okay, is this one done yet?
No, I don't have the aha moment.
And the aha moment, what does it feel like in your body, in your brain? What is it? Can you describe that aha moment?
It's like, oh my God, it's perfect. That's what it is.
What do you want people to get out of your art? When someone looks at a painting of yours, what do you want them to get, to feel, to realize, to understand?
You know, my biggest achievement would be, and has been in my previous shows, that I want the Western viewer to appreciate. That's it. If I get one person to say, oh my God, this is beautiful, then they have made a connection with me and my community. And that's it. That's a seed I want to sow. I want that bridge. And I think that I'm building it brick by brick to bring the two cultures together. So that reaching out, if I can touch somebody's heart with my work, I don't want anything else. That's it.